With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The threat of wildfires continues to be a major challenge in Southern California at this hour because of high winds that are in the area. Those flames that have proven to be both deadly and very, very destructive are also causing new problems. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
At least 16 people are missing. Authorities say that number is expected to rise. The South, meanwhile, finally thawing out. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow after about 1,000 flights were canceled on Saturday. Atlanta got about 2 inches of snow. Last week, as much as 7 inches of snow fell in some spots like Memphis, a city that usually sees less than 3 inches of snow a year. I'm Donna Warder.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says people involved in the incident at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021 will get a fair shake from the Trump administration.
I think it's very simple. Look, if you protested peacefully on January the 6th and you've had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned.
And soon-to-be Vice President J.D. Vance. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing to help victims of the L.A. fires, Michael Harrington reports.
Operation Blessing is teaming up with World Vision and Mercury One. They're rushing aid to residents of the city and surrounding areas devastated by wildfires that seem to spring up without warning and consume large swaths of property and land. Operation Blessing says it has people on the ground assessing the situation and determining how best to help. Solar flashlights, hygiene kits, and other items are already being handed out to evacuees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Polish government says it will not seek to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at this month's events, marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. The need for the unusual announcement was prompted by the International Criminal Court, which has declared Netanyahu a war criminal over Israel's battle against the terrorist group Hamas. It's now a 15-month-old war. This is SRN News. Tragedy strikes cat lovers. Compliments of bird flu. Correspondent Julie Walker has a report on a California man whose two cats died after drinking raw milk that was recalled because of the risk of bird flu.
A California man who lost two of his four cats, Alexander and Tuxie, in November after feeding them raw milk says he also drank it and was just trying to make them healthy.
I was trying to bring his quality of life back up and make him actually live longer, right? And hopefully heal whatever is wrong with him. But, yeah, of course, ultimately killed him.
Joseph Journal says a third cat, Big Boy, had to be hospitalized and tested positive for bird flu. A month later, raw farm milk had to be recalled due to bird flu risk in animals. Nearly a dozen California cats have died after consuming raw milk or raw pet food contaminated with bird flu. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.